637.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're back here during press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, and joining me right now is Cadillac's Director of Global Marketing, Jim Verplant. Jim, thank you very much for joining us, and number one, congratulations as the Cadillac ATS has been named the North American Car of the Year by a jury of 50 esteemed automotive journalists, and the award was just given out literally hours ago. How does it make you feel?
You know, one, we're proud. I mean, what a great way to kick off Auto Show Week here in Detroit, to win an award like that. You know, it really just shows, you know, what I think the jurors, you know, they have a tough job. There's a lot of great vehicles out there, but you know, we're proud of the ATS, but we think they made a great choice. Mainly just that car is so much fun to drive, and it's such an important product for Cadillac that, you know, we're going to take that momentum. We're going to put it in the marketplace and really drive ATS sales.
I know the Motor Press Association out of California, which is the largest body of journalists regionally in the country, also named the ATS as their vehicle of the year. So those are two huge accolades for a car that has gotten rave reviews. And I would imagine, tell me a little bit about at the dealership level, are you getting conquest buyers into the brand? Who are the folks that are taking delivery of the ATS?
You know, we're seeing a lot of conquest customers come into Cadillac stores. Right now, roughly 65% of the people that we're putting in an ATS haven't had a Cadillac before. So we see that as a very strong sign. And, you know, you talked about the accolades that the ATS has been getting. And, you know, we kicked off the L.A. show at Motor Press Guild. We kicked off the Detroit show at this award. So it's just indicative of how strong this car is. But, you know, we're seeing new buyers, younger buyers, into the Cadillac showroom, which is exactly what the car is intended to do, is appeal to the largest segment within luxury and also the youngest segment in luxury. So it's doing its job.
And again, this is a very competitive marketplace. The BMW 3 Series is one of the players in there, and that vehicle has done very, very well over the decades. The A4 from Audi, and of course, when we look at vehicles like the current G37 from Infiniti, there are lots of really, really good cars in that mix.
Yeah, it's kind of welcome to luxury, you know.
Yeah.
Our competitors are strong. They've had a lot, you know, like you mentioned, the 3 Series. You know, that car is defined the segment, created the segment. So we knew when we put this car into the marketplace that we had to deliver something special. And I think when you, you know, any of the people out there listening, if they get a chance to drive an ATS, they'll see what we put in that. It's fun to drive, dynamics. It's sporty driving. We like to say nimble, quick, fun. And ATS delivers on that. And you have to do that in that segment. You got to get people to take notice because there aren't bad choices. I mean, I couldn't tell you any of the competitors in that segment are some, you know, they're not worthy because they've built up their brands over a long period of time.
That is so true. Let's talk about another recent addition to the Cadillac portfolio. This is the larger vehicle. It's the XTS. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the XTS is our large Cadillac. It's important to us as well because what you've seen now this year, for, you know, this end of last year and into this year, is that expansion of the Cadillac portfolio. So we've added ATS in that important luxury, compact luxury segment, and then kind of in the large space, the XTS. And that's really meant to be kind of our technology leader, safety leader, but also delivering on what Cadillac does well. I mean, that's a nice, large, comfortable car that can accommodate a lot of passengers, a lot of gear, but does it in a very contemporary and luxurious way. I mean, it's an absolutely stunningly beautiful car.
Let's talk a little bit about global sales for the Cadillac brand. I know that you guys have been selling a lot of Cadillacs in a lot of different places of the world that many of our listeners might be quite surprised to learn about. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the hot areas for the Cadillac brand globally.
Well, you know, like a lot of folks, China and China is a very important market because the luxury market there has just grown by leaps and bounds. And right now, that's our largest market outside the United States. As we went from 2011 to 2012, we had a huge increase in sales there. We followed that up this year. The team there is really growing the brand, and this expansion of the portfolio will benefit China as well. But then we also have very strong pockets. I mean, Canada, you know, right across the river, one of the very important markets for us, as well as the Middle East. Middle East is this year, 2012, set an all-time sales record for Cadillac, kind of on the heels of our current product lineup because they haven't received their XTSs or their ATSs yet. They're going to start rolling into market here early first quarter. So a lot of growth out there. We set another all-time sales record for sales outside the U.S. And, you know, that's really what we're trying to do is grow the brand. I mean, people say global, but it's really to try to find that luxury customer. And that's what we're starting to do is appeal to luxury customers around the world with the Cadillac brand.
That's great. And it sounds like it's going over extremely well. Let's talk a little bit more about the difference between Cadillac here in 2013 versus Cadillac of 10 years ago. It really all started off with the art and science design philosophy and certainly the great success that the CTS has had. And you guys have basically been on a roll.
You know, it's a long transformative process to kind of change the positioning of your brand. I mean, you think 10 years ago, it was very domestic-oriented. The luxury market was very much, you know, we looked at it as between domestic and import. And, you know, that change in philosophy was really, you know what, there's one luxury market, and we got to appeal to that luxury market and that luxury customer. And, you know, to change your brand and enter new segments and change the perception of the brand takes a long time. And we've done it with great product, and you've seen it generation after generation. I mean, you mentioned the CTS and how that vehicle, what it meant to us when it was launched, the second generation meant to us, and then when we get ready to redo that as a third generation, it'll be that much more important. So each one of the products we've introduced has played a significant role in, you know, kind of transforming the brand, but in a way, it's really going back to its roots as well. I mean, Cadillacs were always distinctive. They always were for people who had achieved and succeeded. And that's what we really wanted to rekindle and get back to. And so we don't see it as much as transforming or repositioning the brand. It's actually getting back to what the core of the brand was always all about. And that's what we're so excited about with this new product lineup, the expansion of the portfolio, and then growing globally.
If you were talking right now directly over the radio, Jim, to somebody who hasn't driven an ATS or an XTS, what would you say to those folks to get them into the Cadillac dealership to experience this new performance, this new look, this new luxury?
Well, I'd basically tell them that, plain and simple. I mean, both of them are very distinct vehicles, but if I was telling them, you know, look, you're looking for a compact luxury sedan, you owe it to yourself to look at the ATS. It's nimble, it's quick, it's fun, has great powertrains. It's going to give you all the performance of any vehicle out there from Germany, but it's going to do it in a very unique way. It's, you know, beautifully styled, all the beautiful materials, all the technology that you'd expect. So give it a shot. Test drive it, and I bet you're going to be blown away. And I'd say very much the same thing on the XTS. Just modify that slightly with, you know, this has all the advanced technology, all the luxury you'd expect. And you know what? It's going to give you a driving dynamic that's going to surprise you. And if you haven't been a Cadillac store in 10 years, you know, our dealers are wonderful at giving a customer experience that's going to blow you away. So come on down, check it out, and I bet you're going to be impressed.
Said very well by the gentleman who's in charge of Director of Global Marketing for Cadillac. Jim, congratulations on the Cadillac ATS being named the North American Car of the Year here in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you having us on. And, you know, tell all your listeners, you know, Detroit show is beautiful. So come on down. If you can't come down in person, check it out online. There's amazing cars introduced by everybody, but you'll be impressed by Cadillac.
And a little bit of a soundtrack in the background here as well. Can't go wrong with that, Jim. We'll step aside, and then more is coming your way from Cobo. My name is Bob Long.
I was cruising in my stingray late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the ride.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1690.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1732.06, $866.03 for a half ounce, or $433.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1732.06, $866.03, and $433.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you very much as we bring you the color and excitement of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. We are broadcasting in the lobby of the Cobo Arena here, Cobo Hall. It's always a fun time, and anytime I get to talk anything SRT, it's always one of my favorite subjects to discuss here on air as well as off air. And joining us right now is Dave Cottrell, who is the model responsible for the Jeep Grand Cherokee for 2014, the Grand Cherokee SRT8 variant. Hey there, Dave. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
I've been a big fan of the original SRT8 Jeep Grand Cherokee. That was a real hoot to drive. I haven't had the opportunity to drive the current generation, which came out just 2 years ago. It's been so red hot that they really haven't been available in the press fleet. But now we're here in 2013 at Detroit, and you guys have unveiled a freshened version for 2014 with some real significant upgrades. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we've taken what was a very successful formula on the previous model of the SRT, and we've taken it to a whole new level with some new components and some new interior features and some new luxury features.
Great. Let's begin with the big news on the transmission front. I've been waiting for this one for a while, and it's here.
Yeah, we can finally talk about the new 8-speed. We've been developing that over the last couple years, getting the car ready for the customers. The 8-speed really brings a refinement, a fuel economy improvement, and a performance improvement to our customers.
And you combine that with the cylinder deactivation, which is now part of the 6.4-liter Hemi V8's architecture. I would imagine you're going to get some remarkable fuel economy numbers.
Well, for a vehicle with 470 horsepower, we do turn a pretty good number. The numbers aren't official yet, but we will see an improvement in both city and highway mileage for the 2014 model year. The other exciting news about the vehicle is that we have an eco button. You usually wouldn't see that on a high-performance SUV. That eco button allows you to run more MDS or more fuel saver technology along with the 8-speed gearing to optimize fuel economy. We changed the way the engine reacts and the transmission reacts to really optimize fuel economy, and you can see up to a 6% improvement just by pushing that eco button.
Wow, so you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have all the great performance when you want it, but if you're in a fuel-saving mode, peace of mind, fuel-saving mindset, let's put it that way, you can definitely take advantage of that. Let's take our listeners inside the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee SRT8. You guys have done some remarkable upgrades in that area. Tell us about that.
Well, we have our brand new audio entertainment center that's in the vehicle with an 8.4-inch screen. That allows us to add the performance pages that were currently available on the Charger and the 300. It takes them to a new level because along with these performance pages, for instance, when you run a 0 to 60 or things like that, you can upload that data to the cloud and share that with your friends.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, so you have all of those capabilities along with this audio system. Along with that, we have a 7-inch screen between the gauges that's reconfigurable. So you can have an analog speedometer, you can have a digital speedometer, you can see all of your performance page information and all your vehicle information on a nice large screen that the driver can then configure to how they want to see it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Not only are the performance figures and documentation really cool to look at, but another thing I really enjoy about the SRT8 performance cluster there is the fact that you can bring up all the little individual gauges for different vehicle aspects, and that is really cool because I'm a guy that likes a lot of gauges.
Well, and it's nice. We have the hard gauges, of course, that you can have up on the cluster, but then in the radio, you can bring up two different gauge sets. One would be kind of, I would call, a lighter version of the gauges where you'll see three gauges up that share some information. We have a second gauge group that is more of a track-type gauge group that would give you your trans temps, engine oil pressure, all those critical things that you would want to know while on the track or driving the car very aggressively. You can look at a glance and have all all that information readily available.
Not only for the track, but for real auto geeks like myself.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you're going to have a real fun day out on some twisty roads. You want to see what's going on with your vehicle, you have all that information available to you.
Let's talk about some of the luxury upgrades that you've done to the Grand Cherokee for 2014, the SRT8.
Well, we have a very, very luxurious interior that we've added to the car. It's a new color, was introduced on the Viper. It's called Sepia. It's a light brown tint that the seats are in, and we have some door trim panels and center armrests that are done in that color. It's also a special Laguna leather, very soft, buttery soft leather, very premium. It comes with our standard heated and cooled seats. Along with that package, we've added a suede headliner and A-pillar that is wrapped to give you that real luxurious interior. This is the first time in the Grand Cherokee we've had anything but black in the interior. So this is an optional package that people can add to really step up the luxury within the vehicle.
And I was looking at the press kit here and noticed a new steering wheel. Tell us about this new offering.
Well, since SRT is its own brand, we came up with our own branded steering wheel. Before, you would see the brand of the vehicle in the center of the steering wheel. Now we've come up with our brand new SRT unique steering wheel. The Grand Cherokee is the first vehicle to use that steering wheel, and then it'll proliferate through the brand or through the different vehicles as they get renewed. It has SRT right on the horn pad. It has our all new gauges or all new buttons and switches that are on the vehicle to control the radio and the screens.
Stylistically, have there been any changes to the exterior of the vehicle?
There have been a couple. In the front of the vehicle, we have brand new LED, brand new headlamps. They have an LED feature around them. We use that as our park and turn on the SRT. The SRT has its signature LEDs down by the fog lamps.
Oh, yeah.
So if you put the park lamps on, you'll have these nice bright LEDs, which we call them our signature SRT LEDs, along with this U-shaped wrapped LED that is the park lamp. And then we have LED turn signals, and of course we have a movable headlamp system for driving, so you can see around the corners, that type of a headlight system. So we call it AFLS, which is Advanced Forward Lighting System, but it adjusts up and down and side to side as you drive the car.
When you think of high-performance SUVs, I mean, there are a number of them out there on the marketplace that have some pretty significant sticker prices, some of them over $100,000. And when you look at the performance value that's in the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee SRT, I mean, it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Not only you get that great Jeep name, but you also get the performance capability to run with these ultra-luxury vehicles costing a whole lot more. This is one cool ride, the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee SRT8. Dave, thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
And we'll come back with more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show here in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside an old friend and truly one of the greatest car designers in all of the world of all time. It's Jay Mays, the Chief Creative Officer for the Ford Motor Company. Jay, thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast.
Bob, it's always worth coming over here just to hear the introduction. You do. That's a sterling introduction, as always. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here, and lots of great stuff to talk about, including a cool new concept vehicle from Lincoln, and it's the Lincoln Motor Car Company now. This has been relaunched. Lincoln Motor Car Company was the original name years ago, and it's back.
It is back, and you know, we started last year with the new Lincoln MKZ concept, and I would hope that you and your listeners would agree that as that car went from concept to production, we retained about 99% of it. That car is just now rolling into dealerships. But the question on everybody's lips is, well, how serious is Lincoln about the luxury business? And with the MKC concept, we're doing a strong signal of our intent to enter what is the fastest growing segment within the luxury field. So the small crossover segment is ripe for the picking, and we think we've got a great car that is going to be very competitive in that.
Let's talk a little bit about the design cues that you're utilizing on this concept vehicle. Lincoln is developing its own design signature, so I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I would expect a lot of those styling cues are probably integrated into this concept.
Well, if you think back to the face of the MKZ from last year, you'll find an iteration of that on the MKC. We call that the split-wing grille, and it's as though an eagle has just opened its wings. And at the very tip of those wings, you find the headlamps. But it's a very distinctive grille. It's a very prestigious looking grille, and allows us to really anchor the front of this vehicle in a way that signifies luxury. The car from the side view has all of the same hallmarks that the MKZ does, but done in a slightly different way. So part of the thing that I always feel makes a Lincoln is a cleanliness of line. So not a lot of superfluous nonsense on the car that you don't need, but just enough lines to define the side of the car, give it movement, and help, I think, accent the overall silhouette or profile of the car. This vehicle is very, very simple when you first see it, but as you start to sort of look closer, you'll see that it's sort of got a signature fluidity about it that possibly is much more sleek than even the MKZ from last year. If I move around to the rear of the car, I don't have to tell you that Lincoln tail lamps, have the best ones, have always been this big wall-to-wall horizontal strip.
Yeah.
And we brought that back on the MKC in a way that I think is very fresh. We've raised that horizontal strip up quite high on the rear end of the vehicle. I think a close cousin of luxury is performance, and this gives the vehicle quite a sporty attitude when you see it from the rear. So we're very, very happy with the overall exterior, and we think it sits very, very well, or will sit eventually very, very well in the showroom with the MKZ. Can I move to the interior
just
for a moment?
Absolutely.
You'll also remember last year we've reintroduced the push-button transmission.
Yes.
And that finds its way into the MKC as well. We think that's a wonderful feature, and it's integrated very, very cleanly in just to the side of the middle console on the vehicle. We've also got a programmable ride control on this vehicle that allows customers to choose the setting that they want to make it a personalized statement for the type of ride and the type of handling that they like to have. And then the things that I'm probably most excited about on the is the amount of personalization that we've got. So there will be a personalized ambient lighting. There will be the chance to really personalize your leather, wood, and aluminum combinations in a way that has never been seen in a Lincoln dealership before. What we have on the concept car, just to try to visualize for your listeners a little bit, is we've got a pearl cream metallic exterior that is just absolutely gorgeous. You could if you wanted to be insensitive, you might call it white, but it's an incredibly warm and vibrant white. And then the leather and the other amenities on the interior are exactly the same color, and it really, I think, comes off in a very opulent, rich way.
I was so impressed with the production version of the MKZ that I saw out in Los Angeles. I think, as you pointed out earlier, I mean, the translation from concept to production, which is not an easy thing to do, you guys turned it out just remarkably, so close to the production vehicle. And sitting inside that vehicle, the MKZ, as you said, with this MKC concept vehicle, seeing the push buttons on the dash, and seeing that center stack and the way the console flows through the car, lots of design cues that you wouldn't expect from Lincoln. And that seems to be the theme of Lincoln these days, expect the unexpected.
Well, our goal is not to become the world's largest luxury car maker. In fact, just the opposite. We're going to be a very personal luxury car manufacturer. But if the brand is going to grow, then we have to have identifiable features that you find only on Lincoln cars. And we're working very, very hard, not only with the product development group to produce, I think, very memorable cars, but part of the experience of owning a Lincoln also needs to be in the purchase decisions that you make when you go to the dealership. We have a lot of work we're doing in terms of customer service to bring that to really a new level that the luxury segment hasn't seen before.
Let's talk about some other recent introductions out in Los Angeles. We saw a freshened version of the Fiesta. It seems like yesterday you and I were here talking about the launch of this vehicle, but you guys have done a wonderful job of integrating some of the styling cues of the absolute beautiful Ford Fusion into that vehicle and also doing a number of significant upgrades in the interior.
Well, we never stop moving forward. That's part of this business. And I suppose the most exciting thing about this business is that you've got to move the game. Otherwise, you get left behind. After the success of the Fusion, we were very, very pleased with the reaction to the face of that car. And we wanted to obviously spread some of that goodness down into our other vehicles. Now, the Fiesta is the best-selling B-size vehicle in the world, and we don't want to lose that leadership. So part of the goal was to make the mid-cycle action on the Fiesta really a memorable mid-cycle action. We think we've done that by adapting a version of the trapezoidal grille off of the Fusion.
The Fusion is one of my favorite new vehicles out there for 2013, and this is just a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. It looks so upscale. I mean, this is a kind of styling that you would normally see on a vehicle costing two or three times the sticker price, and the fact that you can get the Fusion in so many different variants, it's no wonder that people are being drawn to this vehicle by droves.
Yeah, we're so excited about the potential for this car. The customer feedback, the press feedback has been so wonderful. When we laid out the design brief for this, the actual design brief was to create a vehicle that looked $10,000 to $15,000 more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an easy thing to do, but
yeah.
You go through and you work it very, very hard. We had a international design team working on this car from studios various around the world that we have within Ford, and I think the cumulative effort of all of those design studios really has paid off in what is, I can only call it, a quality upscale execution.
We're going to take a pit stop and then more. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you the North American International Auto Show in Detroit from Cobo. My name is Bob Long. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He's truly one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the president and CEO of the Ram brand, as well as the president of Chrysler of Mexico, Fred Diaz. Welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing, Fred?
I'm doing great, Bob. It's so good to see you again, buddy.
And you've got a big smile on your face because just minutes ago, yet another huge accolade has been given to the Ram. Tell our listeners all about this exciting news.
Oh, God, so blessed. And still, I'm looking for people to pinch me right now because it still hasn't sunk in. But what an awesome feeling to have been able to garner the North American Truck of the Year for the Detroit Auto Show. It's a surreal moment, and so proud of the team and being a part of this Ram truck brand and Sergio's vision and leadership and being able to execute upon that. It's a great, great day for the Ram truck brand.
That's fantastic. And that comes on the heels of many other accolades. My former alumnus, of course, of Motor Trend, and who knows what the future brings with that. This is a funny business. Sometimes maybe I think I'll end back up there, but remember the Great of the Year events, and the Truck of the Year is such a competitive event, and it the guys at Motor Trend, the girls at Motor Trend, really put the vehicles, the nominees, through a real grueling set of tests, and a lot of thought goes into it. So congratulations on picking up the golden calipers for Motor Trend for truck of the year. That's a big one. And you've received numerous other awards as well. Tell us about that.
Numerous other awards. The other big one that we won was by the Texas Auto Writers Association down in Texas, of course. And those guys have an annual rodeo competition, and we all take our best trucks and Ford, GM, Chevy, GMC, and Toyota, and we duke it out. And they take it through a rigorous off-road and on-road course. And they look at the interior refinements of the vehicles, and then they give several awards out. And then, of course, the grand prize for Truck of the Year is called the Truck of Texas. And we were very fortunate to have walked away with the Truck of Texas award as well. So between that, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and now the North American Truck of the Year, it's what they call in the automotive industry the hat trick or the trifecta. And it's so very, very humbled by these awards. And with that, our motto, if you will, within the Ram truck brand is humble and hungry, continuing to stay hungry for the next and the biggest evolution. And I got to tell you, you've heard some of our advertising from our voice of Ram, Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
At the end of his spot, he said, "The road doesn't end here. This is only the beginning."
Yeah.
I will categorically tell you that he is so right when he says that.
So more great things to come from the Ram brand. That's going to be fantastic. And certainly when you look at what's happening out there in the marketplace, as I mentioned to you off air here, I get literally hundreds of emails from listeners all across North America looking for input, looking for questions. And now Ram is quite often in that question because you guys have raised the bar so high. You know, it used to be a lot of Ford and Chevy truck questions, but now you've really got people looking, and I imagine you're getting a lot of conquest buyers.
We are seeing a lot of defection from the other brands. We're getting a lot of conquest buyers. When you put active air suspension, active grille shutters, and you can deliver on 25 miles per gallon best in class on a big rig like that doesn't lose an ounce of capability, you start to get people's attention, and that's exactly what happened. People, that's what's happening. People that are tried and true loyalists to Chevy or to Ford, even to Ram, of course. We have very, very loyal buyers as well, but we're seeing more and more. It's unbelievable the amount of trade-ins that we're getting from both Ford and Chevy that are saying, "Wow, I've heard so much about this truck. I have to check it out." And so two things happen, Bob. They come, they look at the interior of our truck, and they say, "Oh, my God, what have you guys done to this interior?" And then once they take that test drive and they feel how wonderful and awesome that link coil suspension and then the air ride suspension on that truck is and the capability that all of that gives you, then if they're in the market at that point in time to buy a truck, 99% of the time they walk home in a Ram truck.
That's great. As you mentioned earlier, you guys are humble, but I know you're personally so very proud of the team that put together this new Ram. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about all the engineers and all the hard work that went into this product.
Bob, you know, when I was up there this morning receiving the Truck of the Year award on behalf of the corporation and on behalf of Ram, I kept it together, but I was starting to get a little emotional up there because when I think back to 3 years ago and where we were and coming within an eyelash of not even existing, and then to see where we are today and knowing and understanding and having lived through the blood, sweat, and tears that pulled us out of near extinction, and the dedication from all the people, the nonstop Saturdays and Sundays for the last 3 years that we have dedicated and just poured our entire lives into this. That's what it took to rebuild the company, and now we're starting to see and enjoy and appreciate the fruits of our labor from making that happen. And that's whenever I'm up there giving a speech or doing something, it's hard for me to contain those emotions because I wear my passion on my sleeve.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I'm the same type of guy. Let's talk a little bit about the heavy duty variant of the Ram.
Okay.
This is a big story in itself. Tell us all about it.
Well, we at the Texas State Fair, we revealed our new heavy duty truck. You saw the complete makeover we did on our light duty truck, and I promised them at the Texas State Fair when I revealed the truck that this thing was an all new truck from the frame up. And I told them that we would be best in class when it comes to towing capability. I made a promise that we would be best in class on MPG with the light duty. And I remember vividly saying at the Texas State Fair, we will be best in class when it comes to towing capability. And I said, and you know we don't mess around when we make statements like that. Well, typically in the automotive industry, particularly in the trucking industry, there's this habit of one-upsmanship. Somebody will increase their towing capability by 100 or 200 pounds just to be able to say they're in the lead. Well, we're not messing around with Ram trucks. We are out to build the best truck in the land, bar none, period, end of story. And so what we did was we took our capability of our truck, 7,000 pounds, 6,900 pounds to be exact, above where our closest competitor is, and
wow,
that is out of this world. I told people that it would be bone-shattering and eye-popping and earth-shaking, and I told them I wasn't messing around, and sure enough, that's what the feedback that we got from the journalists when we gave them that information on embargo was, oh my God, you guys are crazy. As a matter of fact, the trailer industry does not even currently make a trailer capable of being able to handle 30,000 pounds. So the trailer industry is scrambling right now to catch up to be able to produce a trailer that our truck can tow. And we challenge anybody, any competitor, to do the Davis Dam test. Put 30,000 pounds of weight on the back of that truck and tow it up that dam, and it will have no problem.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about Chrysler. How's it doing down in Mexico?
Chrysler is doing really, really well in Mexico. We had a great year with Ram. We had a great year with Mexico for all the brands, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Fiat. And we continue to do well and fire on all cylinders. And so proud of that team in Mexico that we have that does well. I spend half of my time there and half of my time with Ram here in the U.S. And I'm a busy boy, and I know all the flight attendants and captains by name whenever I get on the plane. Hi, Fred. And hi, Aubrey.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations on the award here, which is chosen by a group of 50 North American journalists. It's the North American Truck of the Year going to the all-new Dodge Ram. Fred Diaz, the president of the Ram truck brand and the president and CEO of the Chrysler brand down in Mexico. Thank you, my friend, for sharing all the great news with us here on the program.
Thank you very much, Bob. Always a pleasure to see you and be on your show. You know how much I love you. Keep up the great work, brother.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Take care.
We'll take a pit stop and then more.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.